Chadwick Boseman, who portrayed the legendary Black Panther, died August 28th of colon cancer at age 43. This is Nadia for the Charisma News. Hear the rest of the story after a short message from our sponsors.
This is Stephen Strang, and I just want to call attention to the two books I've written recently called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, which came out in January, and then the sequel, which came out in early May, called God, Trump, and COVID-19, which kind of picks up where the first one led off. I wrote both of them to try to inspire Christians and motivate them to get involved because the issues are so important in this election. And I try to make the case, I hope I do make the case, that this is the most important election of our lives. I talk about it from a spiritual perspective. I talk about the prophetic. I talk about what God's word says on these different issues. I quote a lot of Christian leaders on what they say. I kind of give them a platform. Both books are very well researched. God, Trump, and the 2020 Election has extensive footnotes, really, as both of them do. And it's my way to try to make the argument that Christians have to get involved, that God has raised up Donald Trump for such a time as this, that he really is like the media portrays him, and he's been a very strong supporter of Christian principles. So you can get these books really wherever books are sold, certainly online on ChristianBooks.com or Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, as well as on my own website, which is SteveStrangBooks.com, where you can get a bundle or you can get a special price for multiple copies, and also all the copies on my own website, SteveStrangBooks.com, are autographed by the author. A lot of people like that, so I went ahead and did it as just a blessing and also maybe a little incentive to buy there. But really, wherever you get the book is fine. My purpose is to get out the word, and I need your help to help me get out the word for this very important election. God bless you.
The star had not spoken publicly about his diagnosis, but Boseman's family told the Associated Press that he was privately undergoing countless surgeries and chemotherapy in his fight with the disease, diagnosed in 2016 at stage 3. He died at his home in the Los Angeles area, surrounded by his wife and family, his publicist told the Associated Press. He is survived by his wife and one parent and had no children. In their statement, the family said it was the honor of Boseman's career to bring King T'Challa to life in Black Panther. The family thanks you for your love and prayers. Fellow Marvel star Chris Pratt said in an Instagram post, "My prayers go out to Chadwick's family and loved ones. The world will miss his tremendous talent. God rest his soul." In addition to his portrayal of the King of Wakanda, Boseman starred as barrier-breaking baseball star Jackie Robinson and music icon James Brown. Boseman, a native of Anderson, South Carolina, is also remembered for a 2018 commencement speech to his alma mater, Howard University, in Washington, D.C. He began the speech by saying, "First, giving honor to the Creator." In one of the stories he shared during the speech, Boseman quoted 1 Corinthians 6, "As the scripture says, I planted the seed and Apollos watered it, but God kept it growing. God kept it growing." He went on to say, "Yet and still, when you invest in a seed, watching it grow without you, that is a bitter pill to swallow. Sometimes you need to feel the pain and sting of defeat to activate the real passion and purpose that God predestined inside of you." Please join the Charisma staff in praying for Boseman's family. For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.